Well, this next interview really started formulating in my mind about 5 or 6 days ago when on Facebook I saw a post about the Moth Radio Hour and a person who did a very, very interesting portion on that, on the Moth Radio mm-hmm. Hour, and they're local. And then by chance, about literally, I want to say maybe a day, maybe it was a half a day or a day later, I did get an email from this person. And it's just too good not to talk about. What I'm talking about is Anoush Afrojian, who's joining us now on Robin Hood Radio. Anoush, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So I guess we should get the whole story. But first of all, how did you get an association with the Moth Radio Hour?
Well, my husband and I were living in Brooklyn. And before then, we were both improv comedians. So we went from the improv comedy world to, and I was always interested in storytelling. I heard about it. I heard about the Moth years ago, and it's been an interest of mine for a very long time. And I went to, and how it works is you go to a story slam in different areas in the city, and each of these slams will have themes. So, for example, like guests or Valentine's Day or Love Hurts or things like that. And you go and you put your name in a hat. And if they choose your name, you can get up in front of an audience and tell a 5-minute true story. And after a, like, you kind of get points, you know, it's kind of judged on just the telling of it, if it's true, if it's concise, if it answers the theme of the night, etc. And if you win one of those, you can perform at the Moth Grand Slam. So I went to my first Moth Slam, Story Slam, and I won it. And I got invited to perform at the Moth Grand Slam. And when we prepared our stories for that night, that was the story I told in the radio, that was in the Radio Hour. And it was incredible. I could not have, and I remember thinking when they got the theme, it was out of a, it was kind of like cast, the theme was like, you know, in a situation where you are outside of your net, there's no safety anywhere. And I had an idea of the story I wanted to tell. And when I was telling my, you know, I had a couple of ideas, and then except for this one that was like kind of scary for me to reveal. And my husband's, I remember him saying, you have to tell this story. And it was the one about the Sharon Playhouse.
Well, in your post, it basically says the Moth Radio Hour. Listen and see what it's like to live life in a fast lane in Sharon, Connecticut. So really, basically, in telling stories, you're like a comedian that works their way up from the small clubs in New York and works to something much bigger. Is that's basically what this parallels to, right?
Yeah, I started out taking classes in improv comedy. So, and, you know, being in improv groups and then just learning about the storytelling world. And I practiced, you know, there are storytelling shows in clubs, and then they're on stage. You know, every kind of practice, there's all kinds of practice to get your voice heard and honing it. And I think we'll see what the next steps are. And because storytelling can go in so many directions.
You know, it's great to hear about comedy. My father was a comic in the 50s, a very successful comic who, unfortunately, he was kind of like a shooting star. he rose to fame. And enjoyed every second of it. And then the star burned out. Life is a lot different today when you work in comedy, simply because, or what storytelling, simply because there's so much media available, like the Moth Radio Hour, where all of a sudden you get so much exposure. Have you received, before we talk about talking about the Sharon Playhouse, have you received a lot more inquiries and exposure since you've been on the Moth Radio Hour?
I've also been asked to be on shows after it in the city. You know, life has changed so much in the last 2 years. It's, you know, since it will almost be 2 years where my husband and I will have been living in Lakefield, Connecticut. And yeah, there were a lot more opportunities. But I mean, I don't. For me, it was just any chance I could tell an audience about what it was to grow up in an Armenian family was just an opportunity for me.
So let's get to the story you told about the Sharon Playhouse. Just give us some of the particulars on it. By the way, you can find this story at the Moth Radio Hour website. You can also find a link to it on Anoush's Facebook page. But also, when we finish this interview, we'll put a link up to that on our on-demand page. So tell us a little bit of just a little bit of tease on the story you told.
My family has been coming up to Salisbury every summer, my extended family. So I'm familiar with the area. This is just the first time I'm living here full time. But when the story took place, it was 2001. And I was about to become a sophomore at Mount Holyoke College. And I was back and looking for a job. And I got this job as a box office manager at Sharon Playhouse. And I interviewed and I got it and I was really excited. And the plan was that my family would be living at their summer home, my extended family, and I would be living in a dorm with everybody who worked backstage. And I was this shy college sophomore, and I loved my family. You know, I didn't really drink or smoke that much. And So I'm living in this dorm, and you know, everyone, you know, when I first walked in, the first thing I noticed was that the floors were like lined with empty beer bottles. And I just thought, oh, I'm never going to fit in with these kids. I was just like, my heart sank, kind of like, oh, this is just going to be high school all over again. And I'm still not going to find my crowd. When will it ever change? And after, you know, I was 19 and I haven't really partied that much. And I thought, well, Anoush, this is how you're going to have to learn. So within my first week of work, I drank for the first time, smoked pot for the first time, and also lost my virginity. And so I kind of got a crash course in how to see how the other half lives. And, you know, I was the first. You know, I grew up learning. I went to an Armenian day school growing up. I speak fluent Armenian, so kind of fitting in was not, you know, was not really in. Fitting in was a hard thing for me to do, no matter what. So I thought this would be a good way in, I guess. And you know, how I felt about it was, I don't know how great it felt, but my whole family found out. And they were the two people that I was not expecting to help me the most were the people that helped me the most. And it was my mom and my dad. And my mom said, you know what? If he's not your boyfriend, fine. But if it's upsetting you, you should invite him over for dinner. Let him meet the family. This is who you are. And she was right, because I realized that I cared a lot about things more than I thought I did. So
listening to your story, I have to laugh. When I entered high school, I was a very shy person, extremely shy. I was overweight and shy. But when I got into high school, something clicked where I said, you know what? I'm just going to get the hell beat out of me unless I change. And I changed. I changed overnight my freshman year, ran for office. I became the class clown. I went into radio. But the funny thing is, and I'll relay this to you, I was asked to do a production of The Music Man when Tri-Arts was formed at the Sharon Playhouse. And I said, yes. And hanging around a theater crew for 12 weeks during the production, practicing and afterward, really even opened up my life even more. And I was a little taken aback at first, because in broadcasting, you've seen just about everything, but no. So I can relate to your story, and I can see why your story was so well accepted, because I think everybody can relate to the story that you tell.
Yeah, and I'm hearing your story too, and that, you know, that similar thing going on. And I had a ball. It was fun. I learned how hard these actors worked. I got to see how much work went into design and tech. I learned more about me too. It wasn't a real, I mean, I'm a theater person. I'm a performer and writer, illustrator also. And this was just a learning experience all around.
Once again, our guest this morning is Anoush Fountain, and she was talking about her appearance on the Moth Radio Hour. Once again, which you can hear by going to the Moth Radio Hour, or if you're on Facebook and you find Anoush on Facebook, you can click on the link there. So now let's talk a little bit about your life up here. I mean, obviously the pandemic, you came up here, you become full-time residents. What do you think about the area now that you're 2 years into it and here full-time?
I feel like I fit in, or I was able to move more seamlessly than I thought. I was familiar with the area, but, you know, like daily, you know, it's definitely a change from Brooklyn on a Monday through Friday winter alone. But it's been going well. Coincidentally, we are living in the house next door to my parents because they moved here up here full time about 5 years ago. And so we live right in the middle of town, not in the middle of town, but very close to it. So it's beautiful. It's a wonderful opportunity to be kind of in the woods, but also close to town so that you can get to people or to things that you need to get to. I love the library. I love the markets. I've joined several communities since I've been here. I got a new job. I work for Harney and Sons. It's been, I couldn't have dreamed of a better way of spending the second chapter of, or the next chapter of my life. My husband is able to work from home, and we're both making it happen.
Well, you can do another episode on Moth Radio Hour about the Harneys. They're quite a family.
It's such an amazing experience. I mean, we're going back into the office slowly, and I don't know. You know, you get out of your car and you're thinking, oh, it smells really good out. You know, and oh, that's why it smells really good, because you work for these fantastic. Selling all these fantastic teams. It's just really good to become friends with people in the community. And, you know, I've gone to a couple of concerts at one of the churches, you know, during Christmas time, during the holidays. And I recognized people, and it's just nice we're able to have both, you know. Our connections to New York, and then we're on our way, you know, in our next chapter now.
I know what you mean about living close to town. I live in Salisbury. I live 1 mile out of Salisbury, heading up the mountain. And 1 mile away at night, it's pitch black. I put cameras out because I love to see the wildlife. I've got bears, coyotes, fisher cats, and literally I am 1 mile from the center of Salisbury, and it feels like I'm 100 miles away, and I'm not. And I think that's one of the pleasures that you can possibly get by living up here.
Yeah. I feel like we're really lucky. And just even, you know, as we're driving to, whether it's to work or any kind of errand, or you get to pass these beautiful farms and these fruit stands and shops. And I'm just glad that I'm just so glad that shops exist. You know, people can make their dreams come, you know, can sell what they want to sell in to a town that wants to buy them, or just to give more to the community. And that the community is there. It's great.
So Anoush, are you going to keep on writing? Are you going to keep coming up with stories like this and pursuing that angle as well?
I'd like to. Yes. I was just talking about this. The next story is in the works. I feel like I'm still living it though. And I'm kind of excited to live some of it so that I can have more to tell.
Well, I just think this is a great story. And I just see by the response on your posts on Facebook and also on posts in general media that I followed up on, is everybody really loved your story and your personality that goes into the story and the story behind the story. So much continued success, and knock on my door again and let me know when something like this comes up again.
I will. Thank you.